Hello and welcome. It's December 13th, Wednesday of the second week of Advent. Today is the feast of Saint Lucia, a day that marks the start of Sweden's Christmas season. Scandinavians celebrate this feast, even though Lucia, a young Sicilian girl who was martyred by the Roman Emperor Diocletian in the early 4th century, never lived outside of Italy. How did she become so popular outside her native country? Some folks credit Christian missionaries, who brought the story of her strong faith and martyrdom to the people of Northern Europe. According to legend, St. Lucia brought food to Christians hiding in the Roman catacombs. She wore a candlelit wreath on her head to light the way. Because today is considered the longest night of the year in Sweden, and because St. Lucia is said to have died on December 13th, she became a symbol of light and warmth for the Scandinavian people. In the 1900s, Lucia processions grew in popularity and today remain a celebrated tradition in Sweden. The procession is led by a girl dressed in a white gown with a candlelit wreath on her head. She is followed by handmaidens and star boys dressed in white and carrying candles and stars. They sing traditional Lucia songs and then enjoy Swedish treats. We are approaching the halfway mark of Advent. It would be a good time to go back and look at your Advent plans. Now, let's look at our Gospel. The angel said to her, "And behold, Elizabeth, your relative has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 1, verses 36 to 38. Mary speaks in only two of the four Gospels, twice in Luke, both times in the infancy narrative, and twice in John, both times at the Cana miracle. The words that Mary speaks in today's passage are among the best-known words in all the Gospels. "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." These are words of total acceptance of God's will. These are words I could say at the beginning of every day. It takes just 4 seconds. Mary wasn't saying, "This is wonderful, of course I'll do it." Instead, she was saying, "This isn't what I had planned, and I'm not sure I understand, but I'll do my best to do what the Lord wants." What is it like to say words to that effect on any given day? Or at the beginning of every day? Try it. God's plan is always better than my own. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.